Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, tonight on RTE1, there's a documentary, a new documentary about the menopause called The Change, which is amazing because this is something that has not been talked about for decades and decades and decades, and now it is being discussed openly on national TV because it's been a long time coming. One of the contributors for The Change on RTE1 tonight is Cathy Haskins, and she joins me now. And she will be appearing in the documentary tonight, even though she says she's not going to watch it. Her nerves are gone. Cathy, tell me a little bit about how and why you got involved in the documentary.
It was advertised on the Irish Menopause Facebook group, and I just wrote into it.
Yeah.
All like, yeah, sure. I'll just
because
send
you're
in a little email of a little story, and yeah, after that, I'll just rolled.
And your story was that you were what age? 28.
Yeah, 27, 28 was kind of somewhere like in there, but yeah, it's kind of hard to think back. I don't know, like if it's the brain fog.
I know, yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
and you started experiencing symptoms at this really young age.
Yeah, probably would have been about 25 once that, like,
wow,
I looked, yeah, into it all then. I tracked back and it was maybe about 25, about 3 months after I had my third child.
And what kind of symptoms were you experiencing?
From 25, I would have had loads of recurrent UTIs,
right,
migraines, weight gain, hair loss. And then when I got about 27 to 28, I had sweats, flushes, everything, like throat was in bits. My mouth was so sore.
You said you had mouth ulcers.
Mouth ulcers. My mouth was in bits with them. It's so odd, like, but I didn't know what it was.
What did you think was happening to you?
Oral cancer.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
I went to my dentist and yeah.
The scariest thing.
Yeah.
That must have just been terrifying for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it really was. I was scared, like.
And so you already had three kids at
yeah,
this stage. So you had, like, you know, your family.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. Your family was kind of, you know, you had built your family already and stuff. But did you find, so you were obviously freaked out by these symptoms that you were experiencing, not really knowing what it was. How did that affect your life as a mom? Like, did it get the mood swings
yeah, and the insomnia were crazy. Like, I was a completely different person. I was fighting with everybody. I was snapping. I was crying. Suicidal.
Oh my God.
Like, it was rough. Like, it really was horrible. And sure, no one listened to me, so.
Did you find that was the thing, that you found it very hard to be
listened to? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I was so young, like, so.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that would come to the forefront of anyone's mind if someone's 25.
No.
So,
sure, I didn't even think of it. I just thought, you know, there's something wrong with me, but I never thought it was menopause.
Yeah, of course.
I thought it was something else, like, so.
And obviously, and like, where did you, when you started getting these symptoms and you obviously were worried about what was going on inside you, where was your kind of first port of call? Did you go to your GP or did you?
Yeah, I tried to get in to see my GP for about a year and a half and he wouldn't see me. I was prescribed antibiotics over the phone and then I sent him an email with a list of symptoms and he called me in and I was given Valium.
Oh, wow.
And that was it. Like, and I was so all like, that's it. Nobody is going to help me. No one's going to take me seriously.
Giving something to calm you down, basically.
Yeah.
That's not great.
No, it wasn't.
Really not great. And you said as well about, because you were experiencing these mouth ulcers and stuff, that you even went to your dentist.
Yeah, I did. I went to my dentist because, like, yeah.
And was that kind of like, was that out of desperation? Kind of like, as in, someone needs to look at what's happening. Someone needs to tell me what this is, kind of thing.
No, it was just because I had loads of them.
Your
and,
ulcers
like, and they weren't clearing up. So I never linked it. Like, I just thought it was some oral problem.
How did you get it sorted? Like, who was it that said to you?
After I was given the Valium, a few weeks after it, my partner went into his GP and said it to her and she was like, just send her in to me. And I went in 24 hours later.
And you'd been diagnosed?
Yeah, yeah. She seen me. Oh God, she could have seen me 5 or 6 times over 2 weeks. She was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Like, I was chuffed. I thought I was going crazy, like, but
yeah,
then I was like, they found something wrong with me, like.
Cause so you can put a name on it then, at
yeah,
least, and
yeah,
then at least you can kind of come up with a some sort of treatment plan or whatever, because it is, there's obviously this treatment available for it. What is the treatment plan when someone's diagnosed?
So I got estrogen in a patch and I get my progesterone through the Marina Coil.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I put the patch on Thursday and I slept Thursday night for the first time in nearly 2 years. It was great.
That must
there
have been.
There was no night sweats or nothing like.
Must have been.
Like, oh, it was amazing. I was nearly crying waking up, but I was kind of happy tears. I was like, oh my God, I've slept. I was like, John, I've slept. And it was just instant, like everything fell into place.
Was your partner kind of, your partner must have been up the walls as well, was he?
Yeah, but he has the patience of a saint, kind of. He's still there anyway, but he has the patience of a saint and he's so nice and caring, like, so he's brilliant, God love him.
You got good people around you, kind of.
Yeah, I really did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, blessed. It's,
and so, when you say that you slept for the first time in so long, did you you immediately felt the difference of the treatment
once
the problem had been isolated?
Yeah.
You had been given the treatment that you needed and instantly your life improved?
Instantly.
Wow.
I started on Thursday and Saturday morning I had a shower and my hair didn't follow. My skin was greasy.
Wow.
I was probably the only woman that was happy to have spots. I was like, oh look. I was like, everyone touch me.
Look at this.
Which is sort of odd, like, because everyone, you know, they'd hate them kind of issues, but I just felt young again.
I love the idea that we look amazing, like your skin is fab. But was there any, like, so say 25 is a really young age to for the menopause to happen. Was there anything in your family history or anything like that that suggested that this might be something you were at risk for?
So my mother would have started early.
Would she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was kind of perimenopausal. I thought she was starting it and then she got pregnant on me.
Oh, wow.
38, 39, so yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, so did that help at all? Like, did that help have something click in your head at all? Or was there, just
really,
wasn't really
no.
like that now?
No.
Because
it wasn't
sure,
like that.
If you feel like you're going mad because, you know, you can't find out what's wrong. And so
she just breezed through it. Sweats and a bit moody and that was it. She just breezed through. I was like, you're so lucky.
Oh my God. It's like, so say, because you were talking about the Facebook groups and stuff like that that you were involved in. Did that help? That kind of like being, once you kind of found out what it was and stuff, just talking to other people who are going through who have been through the same thing help?
Yeah. Oh, the group is absolutely amazing. There's everyone on it. You can ask any questions at all and you're answered and you find out so many interesting facts. And Sally Ann is just a godsend. I love her. She is brilliant. Like,
Tell me about Sally Ann.
She is the person who started the Irish Menopause Facebook
Brilliant.
Group.
Like, okay.
I'm still fairly new to it, so I'm trying to get my bearings in, but she is lovely. Like, she is amazing.
So just kind of this leader who's like kind
pretty
of
much,
knows
yeah.
what
yeah.
she's talking about.
She's a warrior.
How do you feel now when you look back on everything that happened to you? Are you annoyed or do you feel good? Do you feel kind of regretful, you know, do you feel regret that it took a bit of time to find out what it was, or are you feeling good?
I feel absolutely amazing, like good. When I was 20, 21 kind of sort of thing.
Amazing.
But I'm annoyed at the fact that there's kind of this 45 to 55 age stigma with it.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so hard for me to be taken seriously, like,
and so missed.
Yeah.
And if you were to say, you know, if you were to talk to someone now who was 25 and was having, you know, these kind of symptoms that they knew nothing about, like, what would your advice to be to them?
Just fight and just keep switching doctors, looking for doctors. There's the menopause hub now as well. So, like, there's loads of options out there.
Yeah.
Just research it all. Find someone, because there has to be something wrong with you, basically, because everything, I was showing up clear.
Yeah.
But then I was taken seriously and I was like, yeah, just keep fighting and fighting till you get answers.
Do you find, like, because I have found, even because I remember last summer, I know that Liveline did a big series of programmes on the menopause. I know Davina McCall did a documentary on Channel 4 about the menopause and how she suffered and stuff. There's a lot of, like, there's a lot of more talk about it now than I think there ever has been.
Yeah.
Are you, that can only be a good thing, surely.
Oh, absolutely brilliant, yeah. Get the awareness out there, like.
Because it's just...
Yeah, it's perfectly normal, like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I just, it's lovely to see you because you look so well.
And
I really would love you to watch the documentary that you're in tonight.
I might now. The nerves are starting to settle, so yeah, I might give it a quick look.
Well, if you're doing live radio in the middle of the day about it, then it's
documentary. Yeah, it's a piece of cake.
Absolutely grand, not a bother. Kathy, I'm so thrilled that you came in. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so
chatting
much for
about
having me.
Not at all. Chatting about your story, because I think it's so valuable, because there's women of all ages out there who don't know what's happening to them and are being told that they're crazy, and they're not crazy because there could be something going on. But as you say, insist and fight and all that, and just make sure that you get yourself heard. Kathy Askins, thank you so much for coming in to see us today. The Change, Ireland's Menopause Story, is on tonight at 9:35 on RT1, and Kathy will be watching it.
Thank you very much for having
Kathy,
me.
Thanks a million.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.